105 Drive with Julian Clover.
The Rock Road Library has recently been upgraded. The money has come from the council, but the Friends of Rock Road Library are making sure the money is well spent with a series of activities and events. A few days ago, Lynn Cayley showed me round.
It's a really wonderful 1930s building. It serves the community and always has, and it's always been a very, very popular place. Got a big children's library in particular, but a good selection also. About 3 or 4 years ago, it was under threat. And we didn't want to lose it, so a group of people got together and created the Friends of Rock Road Library, and we've been working on that since. At the moment it's not under threat, but there's always the likelihood in future.
Because every once in a while, what's going to happen to mobile libraries? What's going to happen to the smaller libraries?
Yes.
Oh, isn't the central library so wonderful? But I guess people kind of need it around, particularly if they've got small children, for example.
Yes, and we've got a fantastic garden, which is a real amenity for people who live in flats and apartments. We have about 100 friends, and we're very active. In particular, just in the last 6 months, we have spearheaded the refurbishment of the library. So what you see now is a significant upgrade in terms of the internal fabric.
So where did the money for that come from?
From the County Council and the City Council.
Right.
They gave us a grant, and they worked in very close partnership. We have a really good relationship with the library service. We worked in close partnership to refurbish it. It's been open now about 6 weeks to a couple of months, I think. We have ambitions to further upgrade the building and make it much more environmentally sustainable and to develop it as a community hub.
So we're looking at solar panels on the roof, or what sort of thing are you thinking about?
We're being incredibly creative. We're at the early stages of thinking through what the needs of the community are. In terms of this current upgrade, what we have created is a community room, which I'll show you in a moment, which is for hire now for the community, an upgraded children's library. And we made a door from the children's library straight into the garden, which it didn't have before. Last week, we've received a grant from the Heritage Lottery Committee to put on a major commemoration of World War One, which will start in September, October time and go on for 2 years, which will mark the contribution of this local community to the First World War.
Describe the community around us here. What sort of catchment area of people are coming in here?
We define it quite broadly. I mean, I haven't done a survey, but I think people come from certainly as far as Cherry Hinton Library, so there's a boundary there, but they come in from Cherry Hinton Road and south, and they go as far as Addenbrookes, I guess. You know, it's quite a mixed community.
Because I'm thinking also, you know, it's almost the way that a modern library is changing and developing. We've got a couple of guys I notice over there with headphones on, using computers. Across the way. I think there's like an open space of room that presumably people can use. Yeah, please.
Julian. As you see, we opened up this space, and there's computer banks up there, and returns there. In here, this is the community space that we've developed, and this is for hire to anyone in the community who wishes to at a very, very, sort of peppercorn amount. We have ambition, the Friends put on exhibition. This is our first one.
So
this
on Arthur Rackham?
Yes, this is a new venture. And we'll put on exhibitions. We'll also invite other people to curate exhibitions for us for the community. And many of them do have local links. Arthur Rackham's daughter-in-law lived locally and has been involved in this exhibition. The further upgrade will upgrade this and knock through to create a kitchen and other space. So this will be a really youthful community space.
And how old's the building itself? Do you know?
How old? I think it's something like 1932, okay. But
It has the look of a sort of a 1930s council-y kind of place, but with very nice paint now, it has to be said.
Art Deco-y, really, yes. this we opened up, it was a lot more oppressive before. We've created this little reading area for people.
Actually quite light and airy as well. I don't know, it's because we've got the benefit of the sunshine coming in today.
No. We've got an event going on for children here at the moment. We do rhyme times and story times on a regular basis. But this is the children's library.
Nice enough. He can stay just for today. I yell, yippee, yahoo, hooray.
Can see it's incredibly well used library. I volunteer here every other Monday for a couple of hours to support the library service, and it's busy the whole time.
Is that part of, if you like, the pitch to the council to get the money? Because not only I suppose did the money have to come in, but once it's there, it clearly needs people like you to sit and to make sure that everything ticks over nicely.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, I mean I think it's it does rest on a successful partnership between the library service and the local community. It's serving the needs of the community, but you do need to have a good understanding of what those needs are, and they do vary from place to place.
Yes. Yeah. And how many friends are there altogether?
100.
100.
Just under 100, I think, paid-up members. Yes.
That's good.
Yes. We're very active and we have big ambitions. We have local authors come in, talk about what they're doing. We have musical-type events. We have people who do sort of Dickens at Christmas and all that kind of stuff, you know.
And you can get a Friends of Rock Road Library mug.
Well, you can buy one.
I know, well.
That's part of our, money-raising efforts.
They're a lot nicer than the Cambridge 105 mugs, that's to be sure.
it is a nice mug. It's a nice mug.
Lynn Cayley showing me around the Rock Road Library. Very interested to discover that there's a few other library groups around the city similar to those in Rock Road. So if you're involved with one of those and perhaps you'd like to tell us what you're doing, do get in touch. drive@cambridge105.fm.
From 4 till 7.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.